Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Hello and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working hard to improve our financial IQ, our financial literacy, because high school and college does nothing to teach us how to build wealth. It teaches us how to get a job, and that's about it. It's our responsibility to learn this material on our own. The wonderful news is that there are literally thousands of books, audio, videos on how to do it. They can be confusing because there's so many different ways to succeed financially. But I will tell you this, 9 out of 10 millionaires in the United States used real estate as their main vehicle to build wealth. So that proves it's the easiest, the safest, and more importantly, the most effective way to do it. So what I want to talk about today in a moment is how to raise financially literate children, because we all have this goal, and I'm going to poke fun at this goal, but at the same time, I agree with it. We want our kids to do better than we did. We all do. But there's actually some negativity in that comment, and we'll discuss that. But first, I want to invite everybody. We have a spotlight night coming up this Thursday evening, 6:30 to about 9. Those of you who do want to improve your financial IQ and find out what the 9 out of 10 millionaires are doing, this event is free to members and non-members. Anybody listening to this show is welcome to come to this event. We do serve cocktails and beverages. We have snacks. There's networking, 30 minutes of networking before the event for you to enjoy the cocktails and snacks, and 30 or 45 minutes of networking after the event for you to meet some other people with like minds. Maybe even meet a millionaire or two. There will be dozens in the audience. But this event, again, is free, and you can learn exactly what the members of Total Wealth Academy are doing to build a second stream of income. This is the business model that works. The idea that you can save up enough money to retire has been proven ineffective over and over again. 95% of Americans fail to retire successfully at age 65. They have to continue working, or they do retire and they become burdens on their children and the government. I don't think that's your goal. You want to do what the 5% are doing, which is building a second stream of income, and 90% of them used real estate. So Thursday night, I will do a presentation, just a short 20-minute presentation, followed by Camille Davis. She started with one property, one single-family house. She now has over 60 single-family houses. Now, I've been in this business for 34 years. This is a low number. Low number. That's about $30,000 a month in profit. I want you to think about that for a minute. What would your life be like if you had $30,000 a month in profit? Just, that's your pay. What would your life be like? Quite different for most people. She did this all on her own. She's phenomenal. And she's going to tell you exactly how she did it. After that, we have David Priest. David Priest will be going over the principles of apartment investing passively. how to build a second stream of income without doing any work pretty much whatsoever. I'm a passive investor. That's all I do. I think that last year I spent somewhere between 12 and 20 hours running my passive investments. Not a week, not a month, a year. 12 to 15 hours. It's unbelievable. So those of you who say, man, I want a second stream of income, but I don't have the time, I don't want to put in the effort, blah, blah, blah. There is a thing called passive investing. This is where you take your IRA, your 401k, or your cash, all without tax or penalty, referring to the IRA and 401k, and invest it into apartments, self-storage, senior living, and so on. And the rate of return that we're getting is three times what the stock market is producing, three times. So it literally allows you to build wealth three times faster than speculating in stocks, gold, silver, crypto, or whatever. And again, this event is free. It's Thursday evening, 6:30 to 9 o'clock. If you would like to attend that workshop and begin your journey of financial education, go to TotalWealthAcademy.com, TotalWealthAcademy.com/spotlight. Spotlight. By doing so, you can reserve a seat for yourself, your spouse, and children 13 and up, 13 to 18. Not a lot of people understand this, why we do this, but when you join, which is $500, if you decide to join, that covers you, your spouse, and children 13 to 18, because it is important psychologically to educate your children while you're educating yourself. It is a bad idea to go out there and just build wealth for yourself and not share it with your children. The knowledge, that is. You don't necessarily have to share the money, but you better share the knowledge. Otherwise, you'll have your kids living with you at 40. So anybody that wants to come to this, go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/spotlight right now while it's fresh on your mind. Do it before you get a flat tire. Do it before the kids come home. Do it before your husband comes home and distracts you. TotalWealthAcademy.com/spotlight and reserve a seat. All right, throughout the rest of the show, what I'd like to do is talk about raising financially literate kids and why it starts with you. Now, part of this is obvious, but let me first put a disclaimer out there that while I give this material out, I will get egotistical, arrogant. I'm not allowed to get profane, but I would if this were a live event. I will even be mean at times when I give this information out. I apologize in advance. But be aware, like a drill instructor, I'm here to help save your life and your children's lives financially. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
If you have money in an IRA, 401k, or other retirement account, you can use it to invest passively in real estate without tax or penalty. Our average rate of return is three times that of the stock market and mutual funds, with much less volatility. If you have over $70,000, you can start passive investing today. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Excuse me. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about raising financially literate children and why it starts with you. So let's first attack this phrase, I want my kids to do better than me. It sounds so wonderful, so caring, but it's actually flawed. It's actually flawed. First, let me ask you this. If you want your kids to do better than you, why are you teaching them to do the same thing you did when you know it doesn't work? Why? Thought you loved your kids. Why are you telling them to do the same thing you did when you know it didn't work? You're 40 plus. You've worked for 20 years, 40, 50, 60 hours a week. You're not in the financial position you want to be in, and you're telling your kids to do the same thing. You better think about that. Work real hard in high school. Get into college. Get out. Get a good job with good benefits. Scrimp and save in an IRA, 401k. Save your way to retirement. Work for 45 years. Retire. Live off your savings. Doesn't work. 95% of Americans fail to succeed at that business model. You're not succeeding at that business model. And you're telling your kids to do the same thing. The other problem with the phrase, it's a cop-out. I want my kids to do better than me. Oh, so what you're saying is, you're at your peak. You're not going to do any better. You're just going to give up and stay right where you're at. That's what you're saying. You better think deeply about that phrase. I want my kids to do better than me and what it really means. It's a freaking cop-out. There's literally a song out there where this woman says, literally, I've given up. I'm giving everything to my children so that they can do better than me. And it's a nice little pop song. Unbelievable. See, the first thing you must understand is this. This is the first thing. We're going to come back to that phrase in a moment. Formal education, high school and college, will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. That's Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn was Tony Robbins' mentor, Zig Ziglar's mentor. Everybody that you know in the motivational industry learned it from Jim Rohn. See, want to know why I quit college? I walked up to my counselor, you know, credible. They're the counselor. They know what to do. And I said, where are the classes on how to get rich? He looked at me and said, there are none. I quit school that day. That day. Never went to another class. I was like, what in the... why am I paying what would be the equivalent of $40,000 a semester to learn? Just how to get a job? No, I want to be rich. I want to learn how to build wealth. I don't want to get a job and be like my parents and my uncles and my aunts and everybody I knew who was financially miserable. I didn't want that. So I quit college. So the question comes down to this. So where do we learn this stuff? If it's not high school and college, where? You say, well, do we learn it from our parents? Here's the problem with that. How could your parents teach you something that they've never done? Think about it. Were your parents millionaire entrepreneurs? How could they teach you how to build wealth when they haven't done it? They can't. How can you teach your children how to make a lot of money if you've never done it? You can't. You can't. See, while yes, it is our responsibility as parents to teach our kids how to get wealthy, no one else is going to do it. The problem is, we were all given the wrong map to success. See, you think that you came up with your map to success. That's ego-based crap. You didn't make this map up. It was forced down your throat. The way it happened, first let's think about it like this. We all start somewhere, we'll call that home. And we want to get to success. Peace, joy, love, wealth, health, and happiness. We want to get to success. And everybody starts telling us how to get to success. First, our parents. Then, our high school teachers, right? And don't they give us the same map that our parents did? Work hard in high school, go to college, scrimp and save, work for 45 years, live off your savings. They give you the same map, don't they? Then you go to college. They give you the same map. And because we have been taught that to respect our parents, respect our high school teachers, respect our college professors, we assume, since we heard it from all three of them, that it's the right map. And we go to work on that map. All of you have done it. You got a job. You opened up an IRA or 401k. You started putting money in there. But one of two things is going to wake you up. If you're lucky, like I was, you'll have a financial catastrophe at a young age. At 27, after winning a national sales contest and a trip to Hawaii, they cut my pay by 20 grand a year. Woke me up. I have no control. They don't care if I'm loyal, if I'm hardworking, if I'm good at my job. They don't care. Other people are not as lucky. You don't get fired. You don't get a pay cut in your 20s that wakes you up. You wait till midlife. 35, 40. And yes, 35, 40 is midlife. 2 times 35 is 70. 2 times 40 is 80. Only 1% of Americans live past 80. Midlife is 35 to 40. Not like they show you on TV. They show you the 50-year-old guy. Middle-aged mister. He ain't middle-aged. He's not going to live to be 100. He's old. I know, because I'm almost 60. I'm old. You wake up on your 35th birthday, and you go, man, 2 times 35 is 70. I'm halfway there. But you realize you're nowhere near success. And what people do at this juncture, either the financial catastrophe or the midlife crisis, is they internalize it. Internalize it. And they blame themselves. They say things like, I'm not smart enough. So they go get another degree. Or maybe a master's degree. Other people will say they're not working hard enough. So they'll get a second job. Or start working 60, 70 hours a week like I did. I thought I was going to outwork everybody. Still other people will say it's their attitude and their motivation. So they take motivational courses and work on their attitude. The problem is this. All those things can do, more education, working harder, getting motivated, all those things can do is get you to the wrong place faster. Because the problem is not with you. The problem is with the map. Guess where the people that taught us how to get to success have never been? Success. Were your parents, teachers, and college professors multimillionaire entrepreneurs? They weren't. They were struggling just like you are, and I did. But they were put into positions of authority, and we were told to respect them when they didn't have the results to back it up. Some of you got desperate. After you realized, 35, 40, you go, man, I'm nowhere near success. You got desperate and hired a financial planner to help you. When we come back from the break, I'm going to explain why that's a huge mistake. This is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
The stock market was never designed to build wealth. It was designed to keep up with inflation. The average rate of return over the last 75 years is about 7%. You'll get that even with the ups and downs. If you want a higher rate of return and less volatility, consider real estate. We make about 3 times as much as the stock market. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That is TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about a huge mistake that people make 90%+ of the time. It's a mistake. Hiring a financial planner. Why? Because all you have to do is Google it. Go do this when you get home or some safe area. What is the average income of a financial planner in the United States? You're going to find it's right around $100,000-$120,000 a year. So here's what you did. You went to this financial planner and said, hey, I know you don't make a lot of money. I know that you're not rich. I know that you're not retired. But can you help me get rich and retire? They can't help you. They've never done it. Stop going to unqualified people to learn this stuff. You have to hang out with millionaires to become a millionaire. It's very simple. Les Brown put it this way. If you hang out with 9 losers, soon you will become the 10th. But the reverse holds true. Hang out with 9 millionaires. And soon, you will become the 10th. See, the rich are teaching their children differently than the poor and middle class. I didn't tell my kids, go get a degree, get a job, work for 45 years and live. I never told them that because I knew it was a lie. I said, build a second stream of income. I tell this story all the time. Sorry if it comes across as bragging. When my son was 8, his 8th birthday, bought him a Lego and a copy of The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen, the most important financial book you or your children can read, The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen. I said, son, read this book and remember, you have to build a second stream of income. Now go play with your Lego and have fun. when he turned 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I said, don't forget about that second stream of income. 16, 17, 18. Son, you're headed to college, but do not forget about that second stream of income. As a result, when he graduated college, he had $4,000 a month income profit from his 11 rent houses. And one of those rent houses he lived in for free. That's pretty good for 21. You may say, oh, your son must be brilliant. He must be a hard worker. He is. So are you. So are you. The difference is not brilliance. It's not hard work. It's that he had the right map. He had the right map. You had the wrong map. He had the right map. The rich teach their kids differently than the poor middle class. And I can assure you of this. If from age 8 you had been told, build a second stream of income, you know what every one of you would have right now? You got it. A second stream of income. You were just never told. You were never told. And you can be mad at your parents. You can be mad at your college professors and high school teachers. You better not. Because their parents and high school teachers and college professors gave them the wrong map. And before that, it was the same. Generation after generation after generation have been given the wrong map. Why don't people in their 60s and 70s come back to us and tell us it doesn't work? Sadly, stupidity and ego. Remember what I said about blaming themselves? And sorry for the rude word, stupid. But people stupidly blame themselves. I should have saved more. I should have scrimped more. I should... What? You didn't make enough money to scrimp and save $3 million, which is what it requires to retire. You didn't. Even if you had scrimped on everything, saved every dime you could, you couldn't save enough money to retire. The average savings for a 65-year-old in the United States is around $400,000. That equates to $20,000 a year in retirement. What is that, $1,500 a month? How many of you are going to retire on $1,500 a month? No. What you got to do is you've got to do what Warren Buffett said. Never rely on a single source of income, a job. Always invest to create a second source. So Buffett was not talking about stocks, mutual funds, gold, silver, crypto, because they don't produce cash flow. He was talking about income-producing assets like businesses in real estate. And I hate to bust your bubble. Warren Buffett said clearly, he has never bought a stock and never would. He buys companies. He buys controlling interest in companies. Not stocks. I suggest you listen to the billionaire and stop listening to your broke parents, your broke teachers, and your broke professors. Because if you're in your 40s right now, 44, 45, do you know where your college professors and high school teachers are right now? Retiring broke. Or they're still working. Face it. And you know this is true. Look at your own relatives in their 60s, late 60s and 70s. How are they doing? The business model is broken. It's up to you and I to change that, especially for our children. In other words, it is your duty, listen closely, it is your duty to succeed financially in order to teach your children how to succeed financially. So let me give you some of the steps that I use to teach my children. Be aware, my daughter, who's actually younger than my son, $100,000 a month or more. Here's what I taught them. The first thing was I created readers who self-educate. In other words, my first priority was not teaching them certain facts, figures, and such. My first mission was teach them that reading is fun, reading is fundamental, it's necessary, and it brings joy and laughter. I did that by reading to and with my children daily, really from the time they were born. I read books to my infant son and daughter from the time they were born. They were laying in the crib, I was reading to them. Then you want to let them catch you reading. Make it a point. You know what time they come home from school. Make it a point that when they walk through the door, they catch you reading. And then laugh and hug when you read. Make it a joyful time. Make them understand that reading brings joy because it brings knowledge. It makes your life easier, more effective. Make them self-educators. Second thing I did, I was taking action on what I was reading. I wasn't a millionaire, but I was taking action on everything that these millionaires were telling me through their books. And you really want to do this together. That way they can witness you doing it. And let them participate. Let them participate. When they're a little older, I'll tell you what I did in a minute. Stay focused on building a second stream of income. Beat it into their heads. Now, do you just preach to them? No. Do like I did. Subtly say it. Drop the bomb and walk away. Here's a Lego. Here's a book. Build a second stream of income. Go have fun with your Lego. Talk to you later. You drop that bomb and you let it sit, and it will fester and grow in their head. All right, when we come back, we'll hit the other two more steps I'll share with you that I used on my children that you can use on your children. This is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
There's an old joke. When is the best time to buy real estate? 20 years ago. When is the second best time? Today. And this is truer than ever with the impending recession and the correction that's going on right now. Real estate investors are going to make millions of dollars in the next few years because of the recession. You should take advantage of it as well. To find out how, please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. TotalWealthAcademy.com. Just click on the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we are again going over the steps that I used to share with my children the ideas that would help them build wealth. And the key to it is that phrase, shared the ideas with them. I didn't preach to them. I didn't shove it down their throat. I didn't use power and control and authority. I used leadership, which is by example. They saw me doing it. They saw it worked. Listen, if you're going to teach your kids how to do better than you financially, and you're not even willing to do it yourself, they're not going to listen to you. You're a hypocrite. You're full of it. You've got to do it first. So, step four, begin buying income-producing assets like real estate for yourself. You got to start doing it. One, so that you can eventually retire, and two, so that you can teach your kids. When they turned 16 or so, and I actually started younger than that, my son was probably 13 or 14. He came, he said, "Man, I want this gaming computer. It was $2,000. Well, I had an eye on this house that I was going to flip. So what I did was I said, "How about this, son? I'm not going to give you $2,000, but I'm going to show you how to earn it. Here's a house. We can pick it up. And it's been, what, 20 years? Let's say we picked it up for $100. It needed $40 in rehab, and it was worth $200. I said, "Son, we'll buy this house, but you do all the work. I'll put up the money. I'll sign for the mortgage. I'll tell you what to do, so don't worry about that. But you do it. You call the contractor. You set up the scope of work. And again, I'll help you do it. And you make sure everything gets done. And then you list it with an agent. And when it sells, I'll give you 25% of the profit. I'll keep 75%. Well, when that thing sold, and did he do a perfect job? Absolutely not. There was mistake after mistake after mistake. Every mistake was a learning experience for him. We eventually sold it. He got his $2,000 plus some to buy his computer. But he was in it. And it built his confidence, built his belief system. And again, he believed it because he saw it happen. He wasn't guessing anymore whether flipping worked or not. He knew it worked because he had done it. Step six, your job is actually done now. All you have to do is continue leading, continue to buy income producing assets for yourself, but always be available to help if your child needs it. But be cautious. Don't become an enabler. Don't do what you know they can do. Otherwise, at 40, you'll have your kids living with you. Epic fail. So those are the steps that I used. This is only the second time that I've taught this material. I will modify it. But that is the basics of what I did. In conclusion, here's two main things to think about. We can't teach our kids how to build wealth unless we do it ourselves first. We are not qualified. If you're not a millionaire, you can't teach your kids how to be a millionaire. Stop lying to them. Stop pretending you're something you're not. You can't do it. And the second major point, don't damn your kids to the same path that did not work for you. Don't tell your kids, "Oh yeah, going to college works. All you need is a job." Don't lie to your kids. My father, right before he passed away, put his hand on my shoulder. We were at Disney World. And he goes, "Man, I'm sure glad that you're in real estate because what I did didn't work." Now, I want you to think about that for a moment. Do you realize how much control of his ego he had to admit he failed to his son? Some of you think you're in competition with your son. You subliminally don't want them to do better than you. I won't get into that, but those of you who are doing that, you know who you are, and you know who I'm talking to. If you're a good parent, you will get out there and succeed financially so that you can pass it on to your kids. If you cop out and don't do what it takes to succeed financially, you are damning your kids to the same fears and insecurities about money that you had, that I had. You're harming them. Harming them. So be cautious of that. And believe in yourself. Every one of you listening to the show right now, if you've been able to maintain a job, pay the bills, buy a house, buy a car, you can become a millionaire. All you have to do is master the basics, which you've done. House, car, spouse, children. You succeeded at all that, and you think you can't succeed as a real estate investor? You're wrong. Sorry, but I'm right. I am right. Every one of you can do it. And the only reason you haven't already done it is because you weren't told to do it. You were told to get the job. You were told to get the IRA and 401k. And you did it. You successfully did it. But what if I had been your dad and told you to build a second stream of income from age 8? You would have done that too. You just had the wrong map. You need to get the right map. And that's what we teach at Total Wealth Academy. So there's my presentation on how to raise financially literate children. We only got a minute or so, maybe 2 minutes. Let me give you one more invitation to our spotlight night. This is a free event. Cocktails, snacks are served. There's networking before, networking after. But come meet families that are just like you that are building second streams of income, investing actively and passively in real estate. To reserve a seat, it's from 6:30 to 9 o'clock this Thursday, 2 days from now, 6:30 to about 9 o'clock. Go to totalwealthacademy.com/spotlight. totalwealthacademy.com/spotlight. You can reserve a seat for you, your spouse, and bring your kids. If they're 13 to 18, bring them. Why do I say 13? Because some of the speakers, including myself, speak adult language, PG-13 language. So be prepared. 6:30 to 9 this Thursday. Go to totalwealthacademy.com/spotlight. I only have one question by email. Megan, yes, I did say that. You can use your IRA and 401k to invest passively in real estate. You can't invest actively in real estate. That's a prohibited transaction. But you can invest passively like I do into apartments, self-storage, senior living, strip shopping centers, hotels, and more. So please come Thursday night. If you want to change your children's life, this is the way to do it. Go to totalwealthacademy.com/spotlight and reserve a seat now while it's fresh on your brain. totalwealthacademy.com/spotlight. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.